This is Rabbi Nathanael Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, July 19th, 2017. We learn the 4th to 6th Mishnayos in the 6th chapter of Mishnah Avos. Mishnah Dalet, Kachi Darcha Shel Torah, right? This is the way of Torah. Pas B'melach Tochal, right? Eat bread with a little bit of salt. Umayim V'mishura Tishta. Right, and small amounts of water you drink. Vala aret tishan, you sleep on the ground. V'chaye tzar tichyeh, and you live life of pain. Of a Torah ta'amel, and you, right, toil in the Torah. Imata ose kein, if you do this, ashrecha v'tov lach, right, it should be praised and it's good for you. Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh, v'tov lach la'olam haba. Right, good for you in this world, or if you're praised in this world, and it's good for you in the world to come. I once asked Rami Tala, it was a yeshiva in Gush, right? They thought that the food in Gush was too good. They were spending too much money. It was too nice. I'm not sure what food they were looking at, but that's what they thought. And they came to Rami Tala and said, all right, what about the Mishnah that says, right, pat b'melach tochal, that you only have bread with salt and water? And he said, that's very good. Not for my students. Well, it's not for everybody. That's, maybe people can live like, maybe some people can live like that. He did not think that most people could live like that, and he ran his yeshiva differently. Mishnah Hey, Al Tevakesh Gedula La'atzmecha. Don't seek greatness for yourself. Al Tachmod Kavo, don't desire or covet honor. Right, that's not what learning Torah is about. Don't do it for the honor. Yoter Milimudcha Asei, right? More than you learn, you should do. Don't be jealous. I don't desire the king of the tables of kings. Your table is greater than their table. Your crown is better than greater than their crown. The crown of Torah is greater than the king's crown. Right. Your employer, right? Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hashem will pay you for your work. You'll get your just rewards, no worry. Don't be jealous of anybody else. You study Torah, and that is a great, great reward. Mishnah Vav. Gedola Torah Yose min HaKahuna. Right, Torah is greater than Kahuna. Umin HaMalchus. Right, this we've seen before, the three crowns. The crown of Kahuna, the priesthood, the crown of the kingship, and the crown of Torah, right? Before we've discussed the fact that the crown of Torah is accessible to everybody, right? And it's earned, it's worked towards, and not inherited. This Mishnah goes in a little bit of a different direction. It says as follows, right? Gedola Torah Yosef min HaKahuna min HaMalchus. Torah is greater than the priesthood and kingship. Shamalchus niknes b'shloshim malos. Right? Kingship is obtained with 30 levels. V'HaKahuna Be'esrim be'arba, and the priesthood with 24. Ve'atorah niknis be'arba'im u'shmona. Right, Torah is acquired through 48 dvarim, 48 things. There is obviously a difficulty in that formulation. As you'll see, the list of the 48 things the Torah is acquired through, it's different than the 30 things the kings gets, and that they learn from, I think it's the 9th chapter of Shmuel Aleph, where Shmuel tells the people all of the things that Shaul the king, or the king, is going to do to them, right, take their taxes and all these things, but those are rights of the king. The 24 things of the kahuna, the priesthood here, the 24 priestly gift, again, those are rights, things that come to the king or the kohen, as opposed to methods of acquisition of the Torah. So the, I don't have a good answer for that. But the parallel between the 30, 24, and 48 is definitely not simple at all. But here are the 48 things which you need to have in order to acquire Torah. The Talmud, you have to learn, right? First and foremost, you got to actually spend some time and learn. Shmias HaOzen. You got to listen to what people say. You have to listen to the learning. Be'arichas Fasayim. Right? Preparation of speech. Think about what you're saying. Try and formulate properly. But binas halev uvasichlas halev. Right, with a understanding of the heart and an intellect of the heart. Right, that difference between Bina and Sichlos and Dea, always a very fine line. Right, understanding and intellect, being able to actually understand something versus be able to analyze it. Ve'ema uveyira, right? Reverence and awe. Ve'anava, humility. Ve'simcha, v'tzari, if they have joy, that purity. Shimush chachamim, you have to serve the sages, take care of them, learn from them. Dikduk chaverim, right? Having conversation with friends to work things out. Uvepilpul haltamidim, the debate amongst students, right? Going to Beis Medrash, they're screaming, they're loud, they're trying to work things out. Right, be yishuv, right, clarification, v'amikra, mishnah, right, you need to learn also the mishnah, you have to learn the mikra, you have to learn the tanakh, you have to learn the mishnah, v'miyut tzchora, you have to do less work, so you have time to learn, right, v'miyut derech eretz, right, less involvement in the world, v'miyut tanug, right, less pleasure, v'miyut shena, less sleep, v'miyut sicha, less speech, that's idle. Miyut chok, right? Less jesting or mocking or joking. Be'erech apayim, right? You have to be slow to anger. Ve'lev tov, you have the good heart. Ve'emunas chachamim, you have to have trust in the sages, in our tradition. Uve'kabalas ha'yusurin, you have to accept yusurin, right? They're from Hashem, the afflictions. Hamakires bekomo, you have to know your place. But that's actually important also in learning of Torah, certainly in the delivery of psak, of giving out, deciding the law. You have to know what you know and what you don't know. And one certainly shouldn't be talking in things and most definitely not offering advice in things you don't know, things that are beyond your level. V'asameach b'chelko, be happy with your lot. V'ha'oses siag l'dvarav, right? You erect a fence to one's words, right? To make sure you're careful, protect yourself. Ve'eno machzik tova la'atzmo. Right? Don't think so highly of yourself. Don't. You know, this is a good thing. I deserve good for this. Ahuv, you have to be beloved by people. Oebes ha'makim, to love Hashem. Oebes ha'brios, you have to love all of humanity. Oebes ha'tzdakos, you have to like tzedakah, right? Righteousness. Oebes ha'meisharim, right? Those who are straight, who are honest, right? The Yasha, you have to love them too. Oebes ha'tochachos, you have to love the rebuke that people give you. Misrachek min ha'kavod, you have to run from honor. V'lo megis libo b'talmuda, don't let your heart get inflated by your learning. Ve'eno sameach behora, right? One is not happy to give psak, to offer advice in halacha, right? You have to approach it with some sense of trepidation. Right? Not that you're so happy the one giving it, but there are serious consequences. If you get it wrong, there has to be some level of appreciation of that. No se be'olim chaveiro, you have to help your friend. If they're struggling with something, you got to help them. Achrio l'chav schut, you got to give them the benefit of the doubt. Ma'amido ala emes, right? If they're not learning properly, they got something wrong, you got to help them get it right. Ma'amido ala shalom. And when you're arguing in the Beis Medrash, to make sure it's from a place of shalom and peace. Right, now it doesn't become a personal argument. Misyashiv libo b'talmuda. Your heart has to be calmed when you learn. Show elumeshiv, right? If you have to ask and answer. Shomei omosi, you have to listen and add to the Torah being learned. Halomen almanas lalamed, right? You have to learn in order to teach. V'halomen almanas lasos, so you have to learn in order to do. Hamachkim es rabo, you make your Rebbe smarter by asking good questions, by contributing, by pushing, prodding. Hamechaven es shmuaso. Right? You have to focus your teachings. Right? Omer daver b'shem omro. And you have to say things in the name of those who said them. You have to quote them in their name. Halamadatesh kala omer daver b'shem omro. Maybe geula la'olam. Right, from here you see, although I'm not sure exactly how you see it, but we'll see it in a moment. The verse from Esther, right? If you quote the person who has taught you along with the saying, you bring redemption to the world. How do we know that? Shenemar v'tomer Esther la'melech b'shem Mordechai. Right, that Esther tells the king about the plot in the name of Mordechai. And, of course, the end of that story, we have redemption. Again, that's a very, very long list of things. One shouldn't be discouraged if you don't have all of them. All right, we can certainly acquire pieces of Torah without having every single one of those. There are very, very few people who have all of those attributes, right? Maybe Rav Moshe Feinstein, maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Those are the people that come to mind. Also fascinating is that not every one of those has to do with learning or intellect, but your relationship to other people, to righteousness, to humanity in general, also becomes a part of acquiring Torah. Again, there's a tremendous amount there. If we had time for Shiurim in Pirkei Avos, we could probably spend a couple of weeks on this Mishnah alone, analyzing each term going through. But as this is not a Shiurim in Pirkei Avos, we conclude our learning for today, and I ask you to please come back and join me tomorrow.